going on, Sarah G?
Hey, what's up, bro?
So let's just get right in today with the Daily Truth Bomb, workflows. Everybody's talking about workflow this and workflow that and automation this. Please don't buy all the hype. Make it easier. It's as simple as create a simple task that explains what needs to be done. You could even insert one of these videos like we talked about in right there with the link. And then literally you can replicate it every time. It's the account opening process, the Roth contribution process, the send money to the client process. And there, who needs a 20-step workflow when you can literally give somebody the task and give them the video and be done with it? So I think, you know, advisors overcomplicate it. And there's a lot of fintech companies coming into the space that are just milking advisors, selling them stuff, and it's overkill. What do you think about that? What do you think about workflows and all this stuff?
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think it could be much simpler, but I think it's probably that the advisors a lot of times don't even know the workflows, those that have teams under them. And I think that, you know what it is too? I think they're not standard workflows. Mm. Like I know one guy that there was someone with him for 20 years and she was doing post-it notes. Like he couldn't even get her to use a computer. Which is there's a lot of technology fear. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of times advisors go out, they buy tech, spending thousands of dollars on this tech and don't even take any time to do training on the tech to understand its full capabilities. And they definitely don't take it the next step if they have a team and train them and then educate them about like, hey, this is how we're going to do this as an organization. They take what I refer to as the spaghetti approach to tech. I'm going to just get some and splatter some here and splatter some there. And I'm going to be honest with you. All these fintech companies that are coming into the advisor space, they are ready to lock you in with a 3-year contract and take your credit card to sell you a bunch of spaghetti tech that you have no idea whether or not there's any sauce or meatballs in that bad boy.
I agree with you. I think like from what I've seen, I mean, I focus on LinkedIn and I just see that I mean, I would say like less than half the people I deal with actually know how to use LinkedIn.
Ain't that the truth?
But it's just the idea of, I think, the novelty of it. But then I don't know why there's not a little bit more willingness. See, because then I think it just goes back to like, they're already getting their 1%. It's a annuitized revenue stream. Mm-hmm. That money's coming in and they don't have to dance too much. So what do you mean I got to learn this technology? What do you mean I got to do this tech tutorial? Like it would be the easiest thing in the world. Go to Google. I mean, most of the support materials for these software programs are Googleable.
Yeah.
I just made up a word.
Yeah, I like it. Googleable. It's a word. We've been that. Googleable. Yeah. Googleable. Here's the other thing.
Something.
You're cheap. You know, I think you said advisors are lazy. I'm going to tell you another one. A lot of advisors I know are cheap. Okay. They don't want to spend money on themselves, their practice, their systems, their tech. Here is the most valuable $20 I think any advisor person, anybody listening to this should spend. Spend $20 for a subscription to YouTube Premium. I cannot tell you how invaluable this is. You can literally go to YouTube University. I have whole playlists of watch later. And when you have Premium, you can download and watch it off the internet. So if you're traveling, you can close the app and still listen to it like a podcast. It is a game changer. I can't tell you how many YouTube videos I've watched to educate myself on tech that I have or tools that I have. I mean, even down to how the hell to use my Gmail email better and little hacks that I didn't even know about.
I'm always Googling. I don't know how Gmail works. Like I could do basic stuff, but then I had to like change my name that pops up when somebody gets an email from me. And I was like lost because some of this stuff is not intuitive.
Yeah.
Even Gmail.
Agree with you. 100% agree with you. I mean, if you're not using that as a technology, that's that and making that $20 a month investment, I don't know what to tell you. You're really doing yourself a disservice. You can literally make yourself more efficient, make more money and create less stress for yourself with $20 a month.
No, but they're lazy. Like a lot of them don't want to do that.